And this is Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu for this Thursday evening, K2IRTNet. K2IRTNet, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club for the IRT, BFD, and IND, as well as buses and everything else in between. It's heard each Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about everything from ham radio to whatever happens to be on the table. And nobody, you don't have to be a member, you just check in and be part of the discussions tonight. Again, my name is Lobie, Larry Oscar Bravo Yankee, Whiskey Alpha 2 Alpha X-Ray Zulu for the K2IRT Bunch. Come on in.
KF2WR, QSY on 40 for a few minutes. I'll be right in there, Bob.
We hang on night watch. KF2WR, we have Charlie, WB2YZX.
WB2VEQ, check in.
VEQ, how doing that?
Okay, I'll stand by for other check in.
Do we have any other check-ins for the Thursday edition of the K2IRT group?
A KLTV, Marcus, Southeast Queens.
Marcus, how you doing there? All right, we got to kick it off with Val right now. KB2, VE, and a Q. How you doing, Val?
Just fine, Lobie. Good to see a few of the guys out there so far. This is an early round. Another 5 or 10 minutes, I guess we'll have other guys checking in. Doing good so far. I had a beautiful day today. Starting to sprinkle over here in Bayside, Queens. But other than that, beautiful day. I took little Dylan to get snipped today, so he's at the doctor's office. So we'll just pray for it. KB2VEQ, W2AZ, KB2VEQ.
All right, Val, KB2VEQ and the K2IRT bunch. And definitely little Prince was at the vet today, too. He had his operation last week, and today they took out the stitches, and he's all healed up, and he's one almost complete hound, minus a few parts. So we're going to go to 53rd Street tomorrow. The gang up there wants to see him. You know, since I retire, they don't want to see me. They just want to see the dog. So we'll play the game. We'll bring the dog up there and let him run around a little bit. All right, let's go over to Marcus now. How doing, Marcus? What's happening on your side of the world?
Oh, good evening to all. Forgot. Check in. I haven't checked in a couple of weeks. Been busy. Everything's been good though. Just working a lot. Like to say also say good evening to Val. Sounded very good on the radio this evening. Nothing else, Lobie. Everything's good on this side. Wanted to say hello. Back to net. This is N2LTV.
Alright, Marcus, well, as I said, we've been busy running around today, and I do have a sad story to tell everybody there. I went to visit Charlie, N2QZA, Charlie Q Cortana, and he's not doing too good. Matter of fact, he's been in and out of the hospital with all the cancer treatments, and he told me the other day that when I see him, I wouldn't recognize him. So I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks, and when I went to his house, I was just amazed. Charlie is just a walking skeleton. Whatever meat he had on him just vanished. It's a shame that pancreatic cancer takes its toll this way, and even he seems to be resigned to the fact that it's towards the end there. We can only pray for him and hope things just get a little bit better. Because I know right now he's going through quite a bit of hell. Got some other news from Charlie, too. He gave me a couple of pieces of equipment for the ham radio gear. And I'll be talking to you guys and Charlie YZX if he gets back. Because I know Charlie is into 440 operations. And he gave me a couple of little pieces there that Charles may be interested in, or the rest of the gang for that matter. We'll have to see. So with that, let me see if we have any other check-ins, and then we'll go see if Andy came back. This is K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Hearing anything there, we'll see if Andy came back. KF2WI, you still with us? Nothing heard from him. I don't know where Charlie Wise and X is tonight, but I get a chance to see Wally at least once a week. I head over to 2 Broadway every Wednesday to do my work in the museum archives. And I didn't see him this week. Usually he and I meet about 9 o'clock in the morning in the little cafeteria area there, but he didn't show. Hope everything is okay with him. Well, I don't have very much on the table. Well, if you looked at my table, yes, I have a heck of a lot of stuff on the table there. I think I should just start throwing things away. Back to you, Val. KB2VEQ. Got the K2IRT much.
Okay, thank you. I just want to give a shout out to Marcus. Thanks for joining us, Marcus. And good to hear you're out there. I heard a little bit of Andy as he came in and out, but I didn't hear Charlie. I guess you heard him, Lobe. Didn't hear him at all. He comes in sometimes on the I'm on the oftentimes I don't hear him that well, and when I do, it's a little scratchy. But we'll just hope that he sticks with us tonight and come on back. You've been doing a lot of roaming there, Lobe, back and forth to the museum and 53rd Street, and really enjoying yourself, really enjoying retirement. I guess it's all good for you. I just wanted to know if you had started getting your full check yet, or did you have to wait the long process like I did for about 4 or 5 months before you got the real thing? W-A-2-A-C, KB2-V-E-Q.
You're open.
K2-I-R-T. Still getting the partial. I put some paperwork in back in February. My option, I'm not taking the option, I'm taking the up on 440, and that seems to be a better hit than 2 meters, and it's a shame because 2 meters worked quite nicely over here, and for some reason it just keeled over on us, Ed.
Roger that. I'm on the 2 meter side, and I think Marco said I sound pretty good over here, but that time he came in nice and strong, so I don't know. It's probably the repeater. I don't want to blame the repeater every time, but it seems that that may be the case this time. W-E-2-A-Z-K-E-2-D-E-Q.
Hey, Romeo.
Hey, welcome back, Andy.
Hey, gents, how are you? CF2WR here in Woodbridge, New Jersey. I don't know who's on the air, but I can do a quick experiment if you're thinking about the repeater. It takes 2 seconds here for me to switch from band to band. That's 2 meters. this is the 440 side. This is the 440 side going back to 2 meters. Back over on the 2 meter side. Moby, which one sounded better?
Yeah, from my vantage point, they were identical. So wherever you are, you're hitting both of them pretty much equal.
A mobile down in Palm Beach, Florida. Guy sitting there with his feet in the water while talking on his mobile, and was over on 40 meters at 7170. And had a nice little conversation there. It was very refreshing. So let me say hello to Val. Hey, Val, how are you? I don't know who else is in there, so let me pass it back over to Lope. Make the run around, and I'll copy all the names down. KF2WR, Andy in Woodbridge.
PQR. We have APQR. Of course, we've got...
Moby, you've been shot, and we let you know. And
today. I am just about ready to drive. It's a warm day.
Oh, man, that is just so painful. Bobby, that's so painful. It's such a shame to hear. KF2WR.
I know. Sat there for a while. We filtered through some of his radio gear. Gave me a couple of handhelds, a couple power supplies, tuner and such. And I'll be talking to Charlie if Charlie gets back. He gave me a 440 linear amplifier. And it's this little thing. It's the size of, well, I'm going to say it's the size of four slices of bread, back to back. And again, I don't do 440, and I know Charlie spends his whole life on UHF, VHF, and if he can he can make a go of it, we'll see what happens then. But it was just really heartbreaking to see Charlie today, and he seems to be resigned to the fact that it's coming, and there's nothing that can be done. He's just trying to get things together as best as he can. And, you know, there's nothing more to say other than that. You know, we're all praying for him. I'm going to be at 53rd Street tomorrow, Andy. I'll be there at about 11 o'clock or so. Everybody wants to see the dog. Nobody wants to see me. So I'm going to go up, bring up the dog. I'll do a little printing for the 72 Chew and stop by and say hi to the gang up there. Go ahead. Marcus has to add to this this great go around today. Anything other new things happening on your side of the world?
This is Ben, TV. I'd like to say good evening to Andy. The only thing I like to talk about is bought me one of the Yaesu FT817 QRP rig. Kind of working those midnights, and I'm sitting there watching, monitoring the contractors, so I think I get a rig to carry around with me, and I did set up an antenna on the tracks one evening, and I was able to make a contact with QRP in, I even forgot where it was, somewhere out in Michigan, with some contest going on one night, and I was happy, you know. Still had a lot of noise, impulse noise, relay room noise, but I was able to use the radio. You know, it's one of those bad day fishing is better than any good day at work. Back to net and 2LTV.
2LTV, WA, 2AAZ, and the K2IRT. You're 100% right about that. I'm just curious, what band did you use for the QRP contact?
Using a buddy pole, vertical. Oh,
crazy. Yeah, it looks like the repeat is chopping in and out again. No, I was just curious, what frequency did you make your contact on the buddy pole?
Okay, it was 40 meters, I don't remember the frequency, I got it written down, and I was using the buddy pole, vertical buddy pole. Is that a copy?
Buddy Pole was a nice one. Of the guys gave a demonstration when we were out in the falling water near the south of Pittsburgh, and the fella set up the Buddy Pole in 10 different ways on Sunday. It was just amazing how these things put together.
Oh yeah, it's pretty good. Of course, I couldn't go dipole, takes up too much space, so got a clamp that clamps on to the rail, to the handrail, and went vertical, put the clips on it, tuned it up in the correct spot, and she tuned up pretty good and was able to make contact. Was outside on the structure, but still getting a lot of impulse noise from the lights outside, and noise from the train, and noise from the signal relay room, but was to make that one contact with 1 watt, so not that bad.
So that's impressive when you can make the 1 watt.
Well, I tell you, someday I'm going to go back to my room. It wasn't QRP, but I'm going to get the computer again, and I'm going to start the more code. I plugged in the electric key tonight on the 7272, had nothing but the bar of work, so I gave it a little shot to talk about rusty non-rust. I think the woman parked it. Locked it and shit, and they locked it in.
Yeah, I copied most of what you said, but the same thing that happened to Andy happened to you. But I got a feeling with you, you're dropping the mic. I watch you when you operate on field day, Lobie. You get kind of comfortable and you drop the mic around your, right around the chest. If you can pick the mic up, it'd be a whole lot better.
In fact, I'm holding the mic right at my mouth here. This is a handheld mic, a hand mic. And I haven't changed position at all. Unless something's going on with this radio, I may have to try something. I have another radio I'm going to give a try. I'm going to find the guy and give an instruction book. I'm going to go R110 or R110 something or other. Just got to figure out how to program the frequency in there and contact that radio. I may switch the radio. This is an old ICOM 3200A. It's a mobile rig. It does 2 meter 4 foot, and it's a nice little rig. It's been fixed a couple of times by me, so I know the thing is still putting out, but the repeater too is doing the same thing. Depending on who we're talking to, an A would be a vowel, like in the middle of a conversation, it clicks and then it goes higher or lower, yes?
You sound a little better there, but the audio is still low. It's probably the repeater. You're dropping out of one and get picked up by another. But we copy most of what you said.
Hey, Mark. I had the money phone here on online. Did you pay that much money for it? It looks like a nice antenna.
I hear some audio. Pretty good audio, so it must be the repeater. And but when you close talk the microphone, there's no problem. A lot of times when you don't close talk it, the scratchiness and the intermod takes over and we don't hear you.
Okay, well, I know what I have to do now. I'll do with the thing. Again, I'll try that other radio next week. I'll hook it up and life a little bit easier.
Alright.
Let's go down the list here and get a people in there. Dave picked it up. Come on, Dave, make one.
Dice, WPQR in the group. Not much going on here. Lobby, your roots, what key did you use when you first started? J38?
I started with a plain vague light key. I don't even know who manufactured it. I bought a lot of stuff from Lafayette. My whole company was Lafayette up on Beverly Road, Benson Avenue, and I picked up everything from there.
Okay, I got some keys. If you'd like to play around with them, you're welcome to use them. And, I got some old World War II J-38s, and I got a couple of, more straight keys, and I also got the other keys, the Vibroplexes. I got some real old ones, too. I got a couple of benchers and some side swipers and what have you. I put them into a box and I clean them up, and then I got to take them out again one of these days. Other than that, not much. What ODAC is do you have over there, Lobby?
This is J38, and I've got a bench panel on my power supply. I'm pretty well set up to be. I even have a 10-tech heater, a paddle heater, downstairs. One of our former system operators, Fazzy, and I can't remember his full name, gave it to me. And this is a monster. It's one of the early electronic heaters. And it's in a box with 50 panels sticking out of it. I got no place to put it, so it lives downstairs. But...
Oh, you're okay. Yeah, I know the old Johnson had a key. The old, what about, remember the old key kit? The thing was about 10 inches long by about 4 inches wide, and the two keys that came out of the front?
It's an antique from the year of the flood, but it worked.
That, you can't say that, of course. And you can fix them. You can't say much about these radios nowadays.
Now everything is surface mount, micro soldered and the like. They're applying one big weight, you throw them out. Charlie let me have his 735, that's his user. And he sent this thing out to Burkhardt to get the frequency dial straightened out. Apparently that wasn't working well. Got the thing back and used it for one field day and then field over again. It's an old radio. I have a 735 of my own, and I'll probably be used for parts if anything does go wrong with the power system. But it hits a threshold when time goes by. You don't put any more money into it. Somebody go get it. All right, Abe, hold in there. Let's go get Val again.
WB2YZX.
Charlie. YZX out there? How you doing, Charlie? Hold on one second. Let's get Val and then I'll pick you up. Yeah, Val.
Been all along, so good evening.
We only lost half of what you said there, Charlie. Try it again.
But it's 220 size. Is this any better?
No, but we got all of it.
All right, so apparently you can barely get me on 440. I can't even hear the 2-meter repeater. It's right down in the mud, so I don't know what's going on tonight. But I'll be in the listening mode.
All right, Charlie. Great. Glad to have you here there. Hey, Val, it's all yours. Come on in.
Okay, hold on just a second. I just got a call.
I think we're going to start making a rule on ham radio that when we get on the radio, we take the phones off the hooks, lock the doors behind us, and squirrel ourselves away into the radio shack. Ah, that's good, that's good. All right, Charlie, can you copy me?
Copy, no problem. All
right, Charlie. I know you do a lot of work on UHF and VHF. I was with Charlie Q, N2JZA today, and he gave me a 440 linear amplifier. It's an Elinco type 440. I don't have the numbers on me. I'd have to run downstairs and look at the box. But since I know you do a lot of work on those frequencies, do you have any need of it?
Well, maybe we could toss that around next time we have a live meeting. Maybe someone needs it more than I do, but, you know, at any rate, right now, it's really... I've been listening all along, so it's really sad about Charlie, so... it's something we can talk about later, I guess.
Yes, why not? Well, again, we'll have our face-to-face meeting. I think it's probably going to be May,
probably May 5th and May 6th, and we'll have to take a look and see when they have the thing scheduled there. I was over at Tube Broadway yesterday, and I didn't see Wally. I don't know if he took a day off or he went somewhere, but usually I see him every Wednesday when I'm doing my work at the archive. We'll have to hook up with him again.
All right. Let's go down the list and see what else.
Let's go down the right list. KF2WR. So, Andy, anything new going on up in SO? Any new disasters?
KA2KZQ.
KF2WR. No disasters, Bobby. We're doing good on that. And next week, though, next Friday, Jimmy might be taking a trip in to meet us after work for a few liquid libations. I'll definitely keep you in the loop and let you know. We'll probably be meeting downtown Manhattan for a few pints and something to eat and a few laughs. Quick one for Marcus. By the way, good evening, Marcus. How are you? Marcus, I'm looking at that buddy poll here. I'm pretty impressed. I see it on the internet here. And eham.net really says this thing is good. Which one did you get, Marcus?
Okay. It was given to me as a present. And it is the... Well, which one is that? It's the one with the black pouch and the arms break down into four individual. I don't know the exact model name of it. The four arms, the two arms break down into small, 1 foot, or let's see, that foot and a half individual, pieces. You unscrew them, and then it comes with the two coils and the two whips. Go ahead.
Yeah, the ratings that I see for this, on EHAM, out of 158 ratings, it got a 4.75 out of 5. That's really good. People seem to be in love with this thing. You know, we are setting up the K2IRT camping trip there, Marcos. And you're going to have to bring this thing next year for field day, right?
No problem. I usually have it in the back of the truck as a backup anyway. I have no problem. You can check it out. And 150-something people like it. It can't be too bad.
I'm going to put that on my short list, I think. That looks like a great little device. So with that, let me pass it back over to you. Bob, I'll let you know, Bob, if we're going to do it next Friday. By all means, love to have you out there with us for a few laughs. W-A-2-A-X-E-K-F-2-W-R.
All right, K-F-2-W-R-W-A-2-A-X-E. I tell you, I'm hoping I'm going to be here. I was planning this week take a ride yesterday and today and tomorrow and head over to the Gulf Coast for the KOA campground. I want to get that passion out of mine. Used to be a camper and taking it easy by itself. I don't want to run out to date and surprise. I took a look at the weather. You know, on the rain, the trees are cold. I'm probably going to do it next week. So if I make it, I'm going to make it. I haven't sent an email back and forth, comparing notes on the hounds. I've got the hound chihuahua, and I've got the basset hound. I've got jokes back and forth, man.
Yeah, point business. It'd be great to have you out there. So we'll push you back to net control. This is KF2WRT2IRT Group.
still.
Try to get Rich in again. KA2KDQ Rich, you still with us?
I have a feeling the 2 meter repeater that I'm on is having its fits and starts again. Yeah, everything with me is okay, and you know, speaking of, so to speak, job security, I was told that as far as CPM, where I am, is concerned, money-wise, CPM has enough money for their the next 2 years, so I'm not worrying about losing my position. But, you know, even when I read about the different things that that the President Jay, you know, that Jay Walter is doing as far as making efficiencies, I'm still concerned. So I don't think things are out of the woods yet. But hopefully I'm wrong. But you never know what's going to happen, among other things. Okay, Roby, back to you. Then pass it around. This is KA2KGQ.
Just here, I can throw it after the gang. Molly and Val and everybody here. You guys still make any decision if we're going to go for field day or just let it go fallow this year, and then we'll regroup after the spring out of the year. Pass it up to Val. EQ.
Roger, this is EQ. The property, I still have my place available if guys want to get together over here. I have no problem, and you know, I'd be looking forward to it. So when we have our face-to-face, I think we'll have back from Dennis and Wally as to what other preparations they've made and whatever success or lack of success that they've had in reference to a couple of other locations in which they wanted to pursue. Other than that, I'm still here, so I have no problem. I can accommodate, you know, our group with no problem. So that's an option. And I'm also checking to see. Going up around for the 4th of July, but if you guys wanted to get together up in Poconos, I could even check sooner to see if we can do something up there, since the weather's been pretty good lately. The earlier may be even better, but time after the 4th of July to get together also. This is WA2AZ, KB2VEQ. Back over to K2RTNet.
Well, as I said, if I have a chance, I'll be in the Poconos next week, Thursday, Friday, maybe Saturday, just to give it a try to see what's happening. Get my bearings over there and get the passenger used in the campus. There will be a lot of operating from the campus, so depending on what's going on with this campground, everything depends on where they put it. If you come to clean away campgrounds that was green to operate it, it was high enough and it was definitely open. And then there was a couple there. You talk about being nestled in between the hills and the mountains and the dale. And the only thing that was good for was drainage. That was it. You couldn't get a signal out to these conditions. We're going to see how this one in the Poconos is. Hopefully I can get a wide open spot and radio over there.
All right. Let's go down to Marcus again. And Marcus.
Okay. Really nothing to say. Like to thank Bob for opening up this home there for the club, and basically that's it. I'll be listening, and 2LTV.
Well, while everybody was talking, I turned my computer on. I picked up the new computer in late December, and it's got Windows 7, double hard drives. It's got more stuff than you can think of there. It even cooks me breakfast in the morning. And I was on AOL today doing my thing,
And after I got off AOL, I shut off the computer, but the computer says, no, wait a minute, don't shut the computer off. I'll shut it off for you. We're going to install new updates. So I'm sure you guys got this in your services every once in a while, that something comes out of the woodwork, and either AOL or Microsoft put something in. Well, I maybe about 10 minutes ago, I turned my computer on, and all sorts of interesting messages came on the screen. It's reconfiguring the XYZ input of the God knows what, and I had the blue screen of death for a while. So right now, it's finally calmed down, and I have my desktop back. But I'm sitting here watching. On Windows 7, they give you a little screen, a little square screen on the right-hand side, and it shows you how the processors are doing. And this thing is up and down, around and through, and this thing is waving all over the place. So God only knows what kind of a nice update they put in here. Another one to give me grief and upset. But that's the way these Microsoft computers are. All right, let's go back to Abe if he's still with us. PQR. Nothing. Abe, let's see if Charlie has anything to say. YZX.
Okay, Lobe, very good. Okay, on the Windows 7, I have Vista. I was thinking of upgrading, but I'm not particularly fond of Vista, so why add something else to Vista? Why make it worse if it doesn't work? But my brother has a Macintosh, he swears by it. I think my next generation of computers will be of the Macintosh variety. Just for a change of pace, anyway. So we'll see what happens. Back to you.
My son-in-law does all these graphic arts, he does all the commercials and business things and whatever, and that's all he has is a Mac. And my oldest daughter, her boyfriend, also runs a Mac at the house, and he works for Nike and the New York Knicks with the logos and everything else, and he's the one that picked me up that nice Pittsburgh Pirates jacket there, that red jacket. And they swear by the Apple computers. All the professionals use the Apple because they can't kill them. Years ago, when you had an Apple computer, you had to get everything Apple is Apple that, because nothing else would work. But nowadays, I think they've changed the operating system that you can run some of the Microsoft applications. And that's what I really need. If I ever get disgusted with this one and this one keels over and I throw it out the window, the next one will probably be Mac. You never know. Because I do a lot of work on the Chew and the other ham groups there with graphics and the like. So let's see what else we have. Let's see if we can get Rich one more time. It's getting close to the top of the hour. I've got nothing new going on other than all the stuff that I'm doing over here. As I said, I've been working my tail off more than since I retired than I have when I was back in work. We'll have to see. Let's try Rich KA2 KDQ.
Okay, this is KA2KDQ. Yeah, I'm still here. Anyway, speaking of computers, when I went up to the computer center today on the 12th floor to access my Earthlink account, one of the things I came across, it's a little bit of a long article, summarize it, you know, the Apple iPad, which is the new thing. Apparently, at least for the time being, I was reading an article that Israel has banned the imports of the Apple iPad, you know, primarily because they're afraid that the iPad's wireless business could disrupt other wireless services. So basically what they're doing is, for the time being, they're banning all imports, and that ban even applies to tourists. So if it's the case the tourist brings in an iPad and it's confiscated at customs, Oh, yeah, they'll hold it at customs and charges fee for every day that it's there, and then they can pick up, a tourist can pick up their iPads on the way out. So, and a little bit more in the article says probably when the international release of the iPad comes out, then things will probably change, but I thought I would just sort that out. I'll tell you, Lobi and whoever else is listening, if you do a search engine under Israel bans imports of Apple iPads, you could all see the full article which I saw today. Okay, back to you, Lobi.
CF2WYD.
CF2WR. That is very funny, Bob. You were only coming across on the 440 side, not the 2-meter side. How strange is that? But I'll just tie a ribbon on it here, and my parting words will be, once you go back, you will never go back. Take it from me. I hate Bill Gates and Windows. But, Charlie, Windows 7 is much better than Vista, by the way. CF2WR, I'll be listening out from this point. In back over to you, Bob, W82AXZ. I'll see you tomorrow.
CQWYT.
Come on in.
Here's Skyler, and I heard you talking about your iPads, the iPads in Google. I just wanted to comment in on that. I've sold 14 iPads so far internationally. I made around $1,000, partly through eBay and some outside of eBay. And I haven't sold any to Israel yet, but I have been getting a lot more messages on eBay, specifically in the last 2 days, since the international release of the iPad has been delayed till late May instead of late April.
I wouldn't be surprised since, again, the bandwidth isn't there in many countries to really accommodate it, but as time goes on, they'll make whatever modifications to their communication system there. And to Andy, you have a great night, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow. I'll make sure the door is nice when he walks into your office and doesn't leave you a present.
I'm gonna listen one more time.
Hey, it was good to hear everybody out there this evening, and I just wish everyone well, and I'll say 73 for now. Good night and God bless. KB2BEQ clear.
All my best to the family there. Give the little puppy a hug and tell him it's not going to be that bad. He'll be like my basset hound. After his operation, he barks at a higher register. All right. Let's give it up to Marcus, LTV. Marcus?
Oh, poor puppy. Okay, I want to say good evening to everybody. Glad I was able to make it and say hello, and hope to talk to you guys next week. This is N2LTV, back to net.
Hi, Marcus, you had yourself a good one there. I'm going to hit 160 meters after this, and again, if any of the guys are around on 40 on 72-72 during the day, or at nighttime at 7 o'clock on 71-90, we have the night watch that's kick in on 40 meters. And of course, my gang is on there 160 right now, 1871. I'll fire it up and say hi to them in a little bit. Okay, let's see if Abe is still with us. Abe, one more time, BQR. Hey, we got no Abe. Let's go Charlie. YZX, very good.
Okay, Lobby, very good. Not much new on his end, but as far as we're trashing, yeah, my brother is a graphic designer. That's why one of his accounts is the Heineken Spirit account. He does the advertising for that. Big beer bottles. All that kind of stuff. They don't give any free samples, though, but anyway, 73 all, and catch you all whenever. That will give me 2 wives and a good spirit.
Well, I have to tell you one thing, that my son-in-law, just recently got an account, and of course he has to keep politics out of everything. He actually worked on the commercial to promote Obama's health care, and he showed me what he was working on, and I think everybody here has seen the commercial. I'll see if I can get a copy of it. He held his nose, but he did it anyhow. Charlie, you be good. We'll catch you later. Hey, Rich, you're at the end of the line. Come on in and tie a ribbon on it. KA2, KDQ, and the K2RRQ.
Hey, Lobby. Hold on a second. Okay, Lobby, pleasure speaking with you this evening. I think the tube meter repeater was having a problem. But anyway, as I was saying, I read that interesting article about Israel, at least for the time being, banning the Apple iPads. Pleasure speaking with you this evening, and hopefully I'll be able to get on much earlier next Thursday night. So, WA2AXZ, this is KA2KDQ saying take care, 73, and I hope you enjoy the emails that I send you. Okay, back to you. And I will be clear after your final.
Definitely, Rich. Keep those emails coming because they're interesting, they're funny, they're insightful, and definitely, I love to read them. Love to read them, man. All right, guys. Well, I want to thank everybody for being with us this past hour. Had a lot of fun, as we always do on 2 meters and 440. I'll be doing a little experimenting along the line. I'll try that other radio to see if I can get this one to run on 440. See if I can remember how to get this thing going, get the instruction book. And I'll try that new radio, too, just to see what it does. Guys, again, thanks for stopping by K2IRT. For those listening out there, K2IRT has a website, k2irt.org. You can also look us up on the QRZ pages, K2IRT. 202, India Romeo Tango, or when we get tired at the end of field day, it's K2 Irritable, Rundown, and Tired. Guys, have a great night, and again, to the repeater operators and owners, heartfelt thanks for allowing us to use for this hour. You've got WA2AXZ for K2IRT. I'm going to QSY up or down, and I'll figure that out one day after 40 years to 160 meters. Bye-bye, all.